Hi, my name is Jeff Johnson, and I'm a part-time student at Georgetown University. A few days ago, I met my good friend Nico Strahl at a flannel store. We immediately bonded over both our desire to buy flannel and to create the greatest true crime podcast in the history of the world and make ourselves incredible amounts of money in the process. After purchasing a number of flannels at the expense of our parents, we put 90 long, arduous minutes of research into boiling down every successful true crime podcast of the past 10 years into a simple formula. What we found were some striking similarities. First and foremost, the victim is usually, in at least in successful podcasts, a woman. It usually helps if she is white. It usually helps if she is pretty. It usually helps if she is well remembered, and if people don't comment on the clothing they were wearing the day they got murdered. And most importantly of all, the victim has to be dead. In addition to all of these rubric, we also had to find a victim whose case had remained unsolved by the incompetent bureaucrats at the respective local police force. Long story short, we had a lot of work cut out for us. 30 additional minutes. However, cometh the hour, cometh the case. We were able to find the perfect victim and the perfect case that met all of our rubric and had remained unsolved for the past 26 years. Ladies, gentlemen, and those who identify as neither, I present to you episode 1 of Murder Fixers: Who Killed Nicole Brown Simpson? Okay, so I'm scrolling on Reddit right now, and apparently some people already have some thoughts regarding this case.
Really?
Yeah, they seem to think it was her husband or something, some guy called Orenthal.
Why do they think that?
I don't know, but if I had to guess, I think it's because the only people who know about this case were people who, like, lived in the area, like, you know, back when it happened, which was in the 90s. And I mean, I can see from pictures of this Orenthal guy on the Reddit board, you know, he's African-American. And, you know, since people were just super racist back in the 90s, I think they just automatically assumed it was him, you know?
Yeah, people were so racist back then.
Oh, yeah. You know, wasn't segregation still a thing? Like,
I think,
you know,
it was, man. Yeah, yeah. There was just so many problems in Alabama and Mississippi.
Yeah, and just...
Still had Confederate flags in their flags.
You know, oh God.
Ronald Reagan was president.
Yeah, you know, just.
It's a good thing we've done a lot to address this since.
Oh yeah, you know, it's wonderful. I mean, we've elected
Obama.
You know, we elected Obama.
Yeah,
you know? We solved it.
Yeah.
You know, we've come such a far way since the 90s. You know,
it's amazing.
Society is just incredible. Anyways, I think they just assumed it was him because he was African American.
Totally.
Yeah. And just like that, we began our investigation into the Nicole Brown Simpson case. We started off by looking up specific facts about her murder. Now, I won't tell you these facts because I want to spare my audience the pain that we had to endure, but I can tell you they were super gross and not cool. But far more than being super gross and not cool, they had an effect on Nico that I didn't anticipate. You see, he must have just not thought about what it would take, and hearing about this woman's horrific murder and her family's complete and utter devastation made him feel kind of icky inside, so luckily I was there to set him straight.
Hey, man, this is sort of gross. I'm not so sure it's okay for us to be saying this.
No, dude, it's okay. We're the heroes here. Think about it. We are making the world a better place by preventing other murderers. We are teaching people what not to do if somebody tries to jump out at you and slit your throat. Just don't let them slit your throat. Now people know. Now they're aware, you know?
Oh, okay. I get that.
We are not doing anything wrong here. We are the heroes, and we are making the world a better place.
After clearing up that little, let's call it hiccup, we were able to begin looking into some suspects in the case. We started off by Googling Nicole Brown Simpson murder suspects, just to see what would pop up.
OJ, 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 come on, man, it was obviously OJ. Who the hell is this OJ guy?
I think OJ is just a nickname for Orenthal.
Oh, okay. So these people are just racists, too.
Bro, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, people seem to be really sure Orenthal is a prime suspect. Maybe we should look into him.
But, like, who's to say they're not just feeding into, like, a system of racism, you know, by just automatically assuming the black guy was the killer?
I don't know, man, but, like, are there any other suspects?
Well, I don't know, but... Oh, haha! Okay, there's one theory that a serial killer did it.
Yeah, a serial killer that OJ allegedly hired.
Oh, well, there's one theory that, you know, Colombian drug dealers did it.
Do you really want to make a podcast about Colombian drug dealers?
Not really. That does seem like a lot of work. Fine, let's just look into this husband thing. I don't care.
And just like that, we began our research into the Nicole Brown Simpson case, looking into this OJ guy to see if there was anything we could work with. Robert Kardashian. Oh, there's no way. It's probably just a common name out in the California or something. After a few more minutes of research, I finally hit my first real clue.
Hey, apparently this OJ guy was in the NFL.
And with that, I decided to contact my resident sports expert.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good. I'm trying to make this, like, true crime podcast thing about this guy called OJ. I think he played football or something. Do you know anything about him?
Do you mean OJ Simpson?
Oh, you do know something about him. Okay.
He basically killed his wife about 20, 25 years
ago. Well, allegedly. We're not, you know, jumping to conclusions here, Dad. After powering through about 10 minutes of my dad's opinions about the case, which were steeped in societal racism of the time, he finally got around to telling me some specifics about OJ's career.
He was a football player. He was the Heisman Trophy winner at USC for the best football player in college. He was one of the top running backs of all time, playing for the Buffalo Bills primarily. Had a long
career
in the NFL. I'm sorry?
Is that... whatever. Continue.
And he, after he was done playing football, he became almost like an American icon. He was everywhere. He did a lot of commercials for companies like Hertz. He was their number one, you know, spokesperson. He made movies.
Like Mike Tyson?
He was kind of like Mike Tyson of that generation, yeah, where he just was everywhere. You know, he was ubiquitous.
Really? Okay, well,
yeah,
that's...
absolutely.
Okay, so he was an American icon, and then he was implicated in this horrible murder, and everyone just assumed back in the 90s it was him. Okay.
They assumed it was him? Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for chatting, Dad. I gotta go now. I'm making the best podcast ever.
Okay. Hey, but how are you doing with that infection?
Bye-bye.
This was unbelievable. I was even more of a genius picking this case than I thought I was. A beautiful, young, white, but not Karen-esque, woman who was dead. Murdered by an American icon rivaling the great Mike Tyson. This is the case of which TV shows are made of. It's great that I beat the press here. Because, you know, they would have obviously just been all over this if this came out today. Anyways, when I next met up with Nico at our 4-hour-long weekly shirtless hot yoga class, I still felt a little bit of an ease looking into this case.
Yo, man, you would think that two genius crime solvers wouldn't have time to be in shape, but god damn are we shredded.
Bro, I got a 6-pack, man.
Dude, I got an 8-pack, my dude.
Anyways, there's something you want to tell me about the case?
Oh yeah, this OJ guy, he is interesting. I'm just not sure if we really want to be the guys who look into this. I mean, let's say we do look into this OJ guy, and he turns out to be, like, totally innocent, or he, you know, at the very least assumed innocent or something. Won't that make us look, like, kind of racist? I mean, I want to make a podcast that gets super popular and makes us rich or whatever, but not if that makes me uncool in the process. And I mean, what the hell is more uncool than being racist? Literally nothing, you know?
Hey, I don't know if I'm in a position to comment on this, man. Perhaps if you should ask some kind of expert on race or something, man.
And so I did.
Hello?
Yo, man, it's Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Yo, you're African American, correct?
Yeah.
And you would consider yourself, or refer to yourself, as an expert in being an African American. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're qualified to talk about this.
Yeah.
Would it be racist for me and another friend who happened to be not African American to look into a case involving this OJ guy who might have murdered his wife like 25 years ago or something, I don't know, even though he happens to be African-American? Because, like, I don't want to look into this if it's going to make me look uncool, and there's nothing more uncool than, like, being racist. So, like, just to be clear, as an expert on this, is this okay or not?
Yeah, it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man. Call you back sometime, okay?
Alright, sounds good.
Bye.
Peace.
Alright, let's nail this son of a bitch.
After getting an official okay from an expert on race, I was finally prepared to begin the process of looking into the evidence regarding O.J. Simpson and the possibility that he might be guilty. O.J. Simpson is guilty. Smoking gun evidence. It was at that moment that a good friend of mine lent me a hand and handed me the evidence I needed on a silver platter. That man was called God.
I cracked it. Dude, I actually cracked it. I can now prove that OJ murdered Nicole.
Really? How?
Well, I found this book, okay? It was written by OJ. And he talks about murdering her, like, openly. And some other guy who I guess was there too. I guess his name was Ron Goldman. Whatever. We're not talking about him. Anyway, it's a freaking confession, dude. It's a smoking gun. We got him.
Did you read the book?
Come on. No. Here's something written by Angelica Oswald, the pop culture reporter at Business Insider. And she states that the book, which I didn't have time to read because I'm making a podcast, of course, describes how OJ blacked out, and when he came to it, he murdered them. He had, like, blood on their hands and stuff. Like, I can't believe all it took was a Google search to solve this case. You would think that somebody would have solved it if all it took was But we're geniuses. You know, sometimes the best solutions are just in plain sight. And you just got to have the imagination and just the time to put into it. And we did. We solved it. We're heroes.
Hold up. There's an if in like, really small font, man. In the side of the I. The book is called If I Did It, not I Did It.
What?
This is just a hypothetical. It's not a confession at all.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm serious, bro.
Oh my god.
You know what this means, right?
We're right back to square one.
The more I thought about it, the more it made sense. I mean, why would you write a book about murdering someone if you actually murdered them? You would have to be a complete moron to do something like that. You know, if anything, this only proved OJ's innocence.
Nico, dude, this is hopeless. We're never gonna solve this thing. I mean, you know, this is unsolvable. Why the hell would we be able to solve this thing if the police haven't been able to solve it in God knows how many years? You know, this case is unsolvable, man!
And it was at that moment, as I felt super duper not awesome, that my friend God stepped in, and he gave Nico a genius idea.
Hey, I'm bored. You want to just make a podcast about Bitcoin instead?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do that.
All right, and that's episode one. Be sure to tune in next week for episode two, Masters of Bitcoin. We're two Bitcoin experts with no experience studying with or working with Bitcoin explain to you how the Bitcoin market works. Not to be confused with episode three, Avocado Toast Explained, where two men who have never baked toast or eaten avocados explain avocado toast, or Fauci Fighters, where two political experts with no experience in politics, government, or medicine explain to you how the government lied to all of us about the plandemic. Till then, thank you and have a wonderful night. Okay, if you've made it this far, this is the part where I address everything that, if not addressed now, I figured I will probably have to address eventually, or I might have to address eventually. So, if you've made it this far, you can stop listening unless you're actually grading this for, you know, completion or citation of resources. Anyways, yeah, first and foremost, I'll make the interesting thing first so that everyone who might find it interesting can listen to it and then log off. All the music used in this podcast and the image that I use on the video version of this podcast that I may or may not have been able to upload are in the public domain. The music is from an artist named Moby, who was big about 20 years ago, and who uploaded about 200 songs to the public domain to be used for nonprofits and to be used by students in art projects. And I technically qualify as an art project, apparently. So, yeah, that was free utilization of Moby's music. He's totally fine with it. If any of the listeners here ever want to use it, just log into Moby Grabus, totally free. And totally worth it, and very good music. In addition to that, the image I use is from a character in The Office. His real name is B.J. Novak, and his face, due to some kind of error, was accidentally uploaded in this picture to the public domain. So if you're seeing the video version of this and you're wondering, oh, why do I have a still frame of this guy's face? Because I can, because it's in the public domain, and there's nothing to stop me, and it's being used on products all around the world. Fact check me on that, please do. Okay, now to the other stuff. If this podcast at all offended you, I apologize. This podcast was not directed at any individual person, nor was it intentionally directed at any specific group of people, not college students. Certainly not people of any, you know, sort of racial identity. I really don't mean any offense in that regard. And really the only two people who, you know, might have some claim to being, you know, legitimately targeted are hipsters and podcast hosts, because I did kind of go after some really stupid ideas of hipsters in this podcast. And I definitely went after podcast hosts. So if you're a hipster and you're offended by this, I apologize. If you're a podcast host and you're offended by this, I absolutely do not apologize. You had this coming. Lastly, the Business Insider article I referenced is real. I even went through the trouble of quote sandwiching it in my script, or at least attempting to. I'm not sure if I succeeded in that. The serial killer conspiracy is real. There's a article in it from people.com written by Nate Jones, and there is an article in Bustle.com published March 15th, 2016 by Mallory Cara, going over the Colombian conspiracy theory of the OJ trial. So yeah, all that stuff I referenced is not my conceptual idea, nor do I claim it to be my conceptual idea. Lastly, I would like to thank Hamza Sisi for playing my friend who I call up to confirm he is an expert on race. My good friend Alex Papas for playing Nico Strahl. My dad for playing my dad. And you for listening to the end of this and for listening to my podcast at all. I put a lot of time and I put a lot of effort into this, and I'm proud of how it turned out. And I truly do hope you enjoyed it. Now, I'm signing off. But before I do, I just want to say, out of character, that I wish you a wonderful day and or evening. Thank you, and see you around.